Welcome to Morsi Therapy Podcast. I'll be your host, Brian Morsi. So I think one time or another, we've all experienced loss in some way, shape, or form. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, we have.
When I hear of someone that I know, maybe whether it be an acquaintance or somebody you've known from school or somebody you may go to church or you go to work with, dies and you've spoken to that person and you've had some kind of a relationship with them, that it kind of makes you take a little bit of inventory, makes you kind of reflect on life itself. Wouldn't you think?
It does. It really makes you think, especially when you have loved ones pass away.
Me, I don't know if I carry it to the somewhat extreme, and I think of, for one, where are they?
Yeah.
You know, where'd they go? You know, for some people that you know by their testimony, you know by the way they live their life that they're in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And some, you're not sure. You know, you think about eternity, you think about what impact that you've made in this life, if any. And, you know, the older you get, the more time passes, the more people you see die. It's a little scary. I mean, for me, I mean, because you don't know when it's your turn.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know when it's coming. Nobody knows that. And, you know, from the time that you're born until the time you die, you're on a clock.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
I think that's, you don't think so much about that when you're young, but as you get older and, you know, your kids are growing up and I know for me, you know, going into my 40s, I've definitely thought about it a lot more, you know, and, you know, losing my dad and my mom, you know, it definitely gets you thinking about stuff like that. And
did you ever have anybody that growing up young that may have passed away that you knew that was fairly young?
My best friend, she had a baby who passed away from SIDS, you know, and I was a teenager when that happened.
I had somebody that basically I grew up most of my life, as long as I can remember. I would say probably from 10, 11, 12 years old, all the way up into our 20s, went to the same school, went to the same church. When he passed away, I know this is always the first thing that any or everybody says, no matter how old they are, it's always a shock.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't expecting it. And, you know, in some cases, you do expect it, you know, like with your mom. But you don't expect it, and it's like you just talk to that person. You just...
Definitely doesn't make it any easier whether you expect it or not. Going through that with my mom was one of the hardest things I've ever done, just dealing with that loss afterwards. You know, you play over those moments in your mind, and just like, you know, your friend who passed away, you know, you remember those times that you guys had together.
Have you ever thought, let's say for instance, like Elvis, I think he was roughly 42, roughly, I don't know for sure, and basically, he had 25 years of being famous.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, 42 years. Would you take that 25 years of being famous, or would you take the full length of life and live until you're 75, 80 years old?
I think I would want to live a full life. although he was rich and experienced a lot of stuff, he was also a very miserable person. And when you are in that type of lifestyle, that celebrity lifestyle, you tend to kind of forget to be human. I mean,
well,
you...
Well, yeah, not only that, but you think about it. When you're that famous, you go from day to day, and your years go by really fast. But the guy I spoke with at work, he said that he would take the fame.
Wow.
So I guess it's to each his own.
Yeah.
Death affects everybody different. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes. I mean, especially for people who've been married for a long time, when you lose a spouse, you know, it's like it's losing a part of you, you know, and it's hard to overcome that. I mean, you see everything that Mom went through when Paul passed away. She was not well for a long time. Mentally, it was hard on her. And then, I mean, you know the history of everything that happened.
Yeah, all the health issues. I know when everybody comes to that time, that point in their life, you know, you may say early in life, you know, I don't want to, you know, I don't want, and I feel like I don't want to be a burden on my family. I don't want to, for time to drag out. In other words, I don't want to be on a machine helping me breathe.
You also know where you're going too.
That's true.
Much better placed where if you were living a life like that on machines, you know, you're going to a much better place.
Do you ever think about what people are doing in eternity, what they're facing? Do you ever think about that?
I do, especially when you hear like a high profile celebrity or a loved one or just somebody you know pass away. My mind tends to go there thinking about, you know, are they in heaven or hell and what that would be like. I know, you know, I've thought about my mom and dad quite a bit, you know. You know, I know both of them are in heaven and I think about what that's like. I'm very happy that they're no longer in the type of pain that they were in. You know, and then it scares me when I think about, you know, some people who, you know, you just don't know and your heart breaks, you know, if they are in hell. I mean, you don't wish that upon anybody.
So close your eyes and just for a moment, think of not anyone in specific, but just think about what if there was someone, whether it be a celebrity or whoever it might be, that may have not made the choice to follow Jesus here on the earth and were headed toward hell. So as I was thinking about that, I was thinking, you know, just as in heaven, or, you know, just as if you're going to heaven, the first thing your last breath here is going to be you wake up there. I mean, that's your first thought. That's your first thing that you see. So what if the roles were reversed? What if it was hell that you were heading toward? So for a minute, especially now, don't get me wrong. If you are driving down the road, wait, and maybe you listen to this podcast a little bit later as you're at home or somewhere that you can actually concentrate or meditate. But just close your eyes for a second and just listen maybe to some of the words and some of the places of people that may not have accepted Jesus. So the first thing, you know, when they opened their eyes, have you ever been out in the woods? Have you ever been someplace really dark where you can put your hand in front of your face and you can't even see it? So imagine that's your first shock. You wake up and your eyes are wide open, but you can't see anything. And you feel that it's warm. You feel that, or hot. I mean, let's be honest, it's hot and hell is not warm. And you hear people screaming. You hear people that are scared. they're showing up in hell just like everybody else. You hear all of this going on, and the person's scared, and they don't know what's going on. Then, as you've went through life, you've heard about hell, but you've always heard about people partying in hell, or you know, partying in hell with my friends, drinking beers, and you know. And it dawns on you that that's not the case. It dawns on you that those times that you passed over asking Jesus to come into your heart, which was the Holy Spirit nudging your heart, you passed up on all those times to ask Jesus to come into your heart so you could go to heaven and be with Him and live forever. Now the scaredness really sets in. Now it's going from scared to being frightened to feeling shocked, like there's no way out of this. I'm not getting out. And then out of sheer panic, you scream out yourself and you ask for help. And there's people basically just clawing and trying to get through a crowd, thinking that you're going to see some kind of glimpse of hope, some kind of glimpse of light to give you some relief of the panic that you are now feeling. It just dawns on you. Now you know where you're at.
It's terrifying to think about.
And in our case as Christians, think about all the times that the Holy Spirit laid it on your heart to tell somebody about Jesus. Whether it be a friend, whether it be a family member, whether it be an acquaintance, maybe somebody that's walking down the street and you felt that nudge for the Holy Spirit to just tell somebody that Jesus loves them. He died on the cross for their sins. And you didn't take it. And now that person is now suffering. Not to say that you are the only way, but you, a lot of times when we go out to the world, we are the only Jesus that people will ever see. Now, I've got people that are listening to this podcast in several countries. And, you know, this may be your only time that you've heard about Jesus. He came to this world that was full of sin. He died on the cross to pay your sin debt by shedding His blood. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Has God been speaking to you, nudging your heart? If so, I have one last thing for you. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you're interested in asking Jesus to come into your heart, repeat this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask for Your forgiveness. I believe You died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins. I repent of my sins. I invite You to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow You as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you said that prayer to make a decision to follow Christ, I encourage you to let me know. Drop me a note. And you can email me at morseytherapy@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow, like, and listen. You can find us on Buzzsprout, Facebook, or Instagram.